Having a wedding, birthday party, or other social or corporate event, contact Greenlight Entertainment today. With our experienced DJs, quality sound, and professional service, we look to make your event the event. Check us out on the web at www.greenlightentertain.com or call us at 443-602-0648. With Greenlight Entertainment, you have the green light.
This is where the real hip-hop lives. Power 4.4 Radio. 100% real hip-hop and R&B.
What's up, y'all? This is your girl, Tamaya Monique.
And this is Dawana, a.k.a. Foxy's Baby. Catch us live every Tuesday from 8 to 9 p.m.
as we discuss soul,
secrets,
and sisterhood. Only on Power 4.4 Radio.
That's right, that's right. Tap in. It's Mr. Flood Season himself, DJ King Ray, personally inviting you to check out the Bossed Up, Crowned Up Mix Show every Tuesday, 9 p.m. to 10 p.m., only on Power 4.4 Radio. Tap in. Let's go.
Hey, it's your girl, Ashley Ryan. Tune in to Respect the Mic each and every Wednesday from 9:30 to 10:30 p.m. on Power 4.4 Radio. Don't forget to download the Live 365 app.
Hey, this is your favorite professional life coach, Gary O'Neill here. Make sure you check out the See, Plan, Do show every Tuesday night from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. here on Power 4.4 Radio.
Live from Power 4.4 Studios in Baltimore.
You're listening to the See, Plan, Do show with Gary O'Neill.
Keep the check.
Share with the gang, they got him as nigga, all he know is his thing. But man for the jang, bit pace of the lane. Don't choose that thing if you ain't got aim.
Can't mix with no lanes.
I reel on my tank.
My new blood drain, they get all the grain.
What's up, what's up, what's up? Happy Tuesday, everybody! You already know. Welcome to the See, Plan, Do show with your host, Gary O'Neill, professional life coach, DJ, CPR instructor, community hero. we'll go with that. All right, so yes. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Hopefully you had an amazing Tuesday. Happy December, everybody. Hey, we got one more month, and then that's it. That's you got it. A couple of weeks, and then that's it. You got like four Saturdays till Christmas. Couple of weeks till Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, all those wonderful things. Thank you for showing up here. You could be anywhere in the world, baby. But guess what? You know what time it is. I know you set your alarm. I know you set your notification so that way on Tuesday at 7 p.m., you know where you at. Power 4.4, where the people have power. So you already know when you see the shades out, when you see the purple merch out, you already know the Ravens won again.
Whoop, whoop.
Again and again and again. I got a guy at work that he's a Cowboys fan. And every time he's like, oh, y'all going to lose to this. Oh, y'all definitely going to lose here. I can just keep telling. Today was the day where he said to say, I had to give it to y'all. And that's what I was waiting for. So happy Tuesday, everybody. Happy December. We got a couple of weeks left. So guess what? Guess what I have in the building? I got Celeste Taylor in the building. Oh, man. I have been looking forward to talking with Celeste. Hey,
likewise.
Celeste.
Likewise. Hey, Gary. Two R's. Hey,
she knows. See, she knows. She knows. Because if she knows two sabes las vivas, she knows the vibe. She knows the two R's in the building. So we're going to definitely chat it up with Celeste. Celeste is so amazing. So I wanted to make sure. You already know that here, we always want to make sure we have people that are doing things, that are doing amazing things. And guess what, Celeste? You're doing an amazing thing.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
So without further ado, can we get to the C-Plan Do moment of the week? All right. So this week, I want to talk about three tips. Three tips for you. One, be passionate. Be passionate about something bigger than yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It inspires growth. All right. The second thing in these three tips is be proactive about your dreams. Stop waiting. Get started. Don't be a dream chaser. Go get them. Do not let your dreams die. We talked about that probably about like episode 5. Don't let your dreams die. Go get them. The last thing with these three tips that I want to give you is be patient with people. Oh, man. Give the love you wish to receive.
Come on.
All right. Those are the three tips. Like C Plan Do moment of the week. And now, Jay, can we jump right to the song of the week? Sponsored by Greenlight Entertainment. Hey, guess what? It's New Year. New Year's is coming up. Your holidays are coming up. Make sure if you're looking for amazing professional services, professional DJ services, check out Greenlight Entertainment. So, song of the week. Let's get it.
Call me up. I've been calling you. It's 2 a.m. and I want you to. Shots from the bottom. I want to rap with you. We can be more than we ever told.
It might be this time. I think it's time.
Come here, let me give it to you proper. I'm from Flatbush, you know the Gaza. She a ride, I met her at King's Plaza. We gon' party till the sun up. That mean the Bosch man, ton up. Keep the thing on me, case they try to run up. You know them broke, looking for a come up.
Shorty, I know you know that I gotta keep it on me.
Give me a one day close.
Having a wedding, birthday party, or other social or corporate event, contact Greenlight Entertainment today. With our experienced DJs, quality sound, and professional service, we look to make your event the event. Check us out on the web at www.greenlightentertain.com or call us at 443-602-0648. With Greenlight Entertainment, you have the green light.
All right, what's up, everybody? Happy again back on the C Plan Dude Show. Happy Purple Tuesday! Well, no, let me hear it again.
Another one.
Oh! How many? Oh, hold up, Jay. So we win, and then what happens? They don't want you to win. And then we do...
Another one.
And then we do...
Another one.
And then we do what?
Another one.
That's what happens here. So welcome to the C-Plan Dude Show again. You know we're gonna have fun here tonight.
Yes.
We 10-2. The Ravens 10-2. Come on, man. You already know. You know the vibes. And if you like this hoodie, please check out LaloneClothing.com. We can get this hoodie. This is the Raven inspired. You know the vibes hoodie. Go ahead and get it. You see this hat? You like hats? Go ahead and get it. Lalone, L-A-L-O-N-E clothing.com. All right. So, can we officially get to episode 17?
Come on now. Let's
episode do this. 17. Intros and collabos. So, let me formally introduce my guest of the evening. She is so amazing. I love her energy.
Thank you, sir.
Celeste Taylor is a speaker, connector, host, and entrepreneur. So, Celeste is the business owner of Events by Celeste. Mm-hmm. She is the brand ambassador at Flawless Face Makeup Artistry. Look at her. Work. All right. As well as she is on a board. She is or the board chair of the directors at Alternative Directions, Inc., as well as the founder of 16 Faces of Influence, which highlight amazing women and men. Doing amazing things. Yes. Celeste, welcome to the show. Celeste.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Oh, man. So I really, you know, we do a lot of work. You know, I really see you out here, especially with the intros and collabs show.
Collabos. I didn't realize. I thought I was doing something when I was saying collabos. And then there was everybody else says collabs, which made me even collabos. More excited about my collabo joint. Because it wanted to rhyme. Intros and collabos.
So, yeah. So she does amazing work in that group with fellow entrepreneurs. I love checking out that show. So thank you, Celeste, for showing up to the show.
My pleasure. Thank you for having
me. All right. So, you know, so tonight we're going to be talking about collaboration. So I wanted to bring one of the biggest entrepreneurs I know. So before we even get started, can I do some rapid questions?
Sure.
Rapid fire questions for
sure,
you?
Sure.
All right. First question. What is your favorite holiday?
My favorite? Ooh.
It's called rapid fire.
Okay. Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving. All right. What is your favorite food at Thanksgiving?
My mother's sweet bread.
Your mother's?
She does a sweet bread to make you slap a baby.
Did you bring any of this bread? Cut her mic off, Jay. Cut her mic off. All right. Wings. Fun. As people already know, I love wings. Flats or drums?
Ooh, what? Drums. I don't want to work for hard for it. I'm greedy.
Or the correct answer would have been C, all of the above.
All right. Now, I'll eat a flat. Don't get it twisted. but I'm going to go for the drum.
What is one? All right, and since we talk about the holidays and food, what is one holiday food item that we should go ahead and get rid of?
What should we go ahead and get rid of?
Uh-huh. It's holiday edition here.
I'm afraid there's nothing that should go. Nothing. Stewed tomatoes.
No, for, we don't even who eats? No one does this.
That's why I said it.
No, you can't come up with something that people don't eat at all anyway.
There you go.
So what?
Get rid of it.
Oh, my God. Guess what, Celeste? Guess what? Thank you for playing the rapid fire questions. Guess what, guys? I went this. Hopefully, everybody had an amazing Thanksgiving. How was your Thanksgiving?
Oh, yes. Thanksgiving was lovely. We did Thanksgiving at my mother. I did it at my mother's. My parents do one, and my mother does one. I'm a blended family chick. And my cousin had the first year in 4 years where she was actually able to do Thanksgiving with the family. So,
oh, wow. Okay.
It was kind of small because my mother's family is a little bit smaller. Well, but
I have a small family. Yeah.
But we threw down.
Threw down? Yes. Okay. All right, cool. So, guess what? So I wanted to make sure, of course, I wanted to make sure I had content for my people. I went out and I bought 4 sweet potato pies from 4 different stores.
From stores?
Because I wanted to rank them for the people on the show. My people, you know, Mikorazon. I bought 4 store-bought. So I'm going to help you out. Here's the cheat code right now. So you can go back and watch this. If you don't get your relatives' sweet potato pie, I went and bought out 4 because I bought one. It was amazing. I said, let me go buy the other ones because I can rank them and talk about them on the show. I'm about to help you out right now. Me and Terry, we did this. At number 4, Sam's Club. So if you, it was good, but it wasn't the best. It was good. It tasted a little bit too sugary, right? It was good. At 3 was...
I'm still stuck on store-bought. I'm sorry.
I'm just saying everybody can't get store-bought. I mean, everybody can't have relatives just showing up. I'm just letting people know the cheat code.
Okay.
So 4 was Sam's. So 3 was Safeway.
What?
Safeway was good. It was light and airy and fluffy. And it was good. It was good. I really liked it. 2 was Giant. And you know I don't even talk about companies on here, but 2 was Giant, and I'm gonna give you the number 1 cheat code so that way when you show up, guess what? Go
I'm
buy
never
it.
Gonna do that.
I am. Guess what happens on Christmas? Guess what's gonna happen on Christmas, guys, when I show up? I'm not even gonna fake it. I'm gonna go buy this and show up and that's
gonna,
it.
Are you gonna leave? Are you gonna at least put it in your own carrier?
No, it's coming out of the box that I purchased it in with the price tag so you know it's real. Number 1. Place to buy a store to buy sweet potato. ShopRite.
Stop it!
I swear to you. ShopRite. And let me tell you what happened. So I walked in there and
ShopRite.
I saw who was making the sweet potatoes.
Ah.
And I said, this is gonna be number 1. When I walked in there, I saw someone's grandmother.
I knew it.
And I saw 4 aunts working in the back.
There it is.
And I knew it was going
to
be fine.
That's as close to home. That's as close to home.
If you don't go get family created from scratch, tradition, ancestors telling you how much nutmeg to put in, if you don't get one of those, go to one of those 4 stores. I just wanted to make sure you guys know.
They're not feeling it.
I just said, I just was letting you know if you don't get it from the family, get number 2 was, what did I say? Giant.
Right. Say, I thought, wait a minute.
Sam's was 4th.
Sam's, Safeway, Giant, ShopRite.
And number 1 was ShopRite. Mm. If you don't believe me, go buy one tomorrow and then get on the C Plan D Facebook page and then just post you eating it. And I promise you, I know you're going to do it.
If they're going to do all that, I'm going to need them to be tossing brother Gary a coin for the promos.
Oh,
no, they will.
ShopRite knows to cut the check.
Okay. All right.
It's already been cashing.
All right. All right.
All right. So that was it. That's that. But I'm telling you, I have not eaten that much sweet potato because I was sitting there like, no, I'm going to try all of these. And I realized I didn't even try Patty's pie, but I was like, no, I want to try these 4. So make sure you get one of those. All right.
So did you cut them at the location? Like, how did this
No, I brought them home and I heated them up and I put them on the, I ate them.
All 4 pies?
Not the whole thing. Like a slice. And ranked them. I was like, oh, this is good. So now I have diabetes, according to you. I have type 2. according
to you.
Whole
food.
Right. And yes, if you're on any one of these pages saying, hey, what about Whole Foods or something like that? No, I didn't go to Whole Foods. No, I don't think my grandmother was going to be in Whole Foods or my aunt. I did not want
he any... knew they were going to be in shop, right?
Right. They were going to be there. They were playing spades as they were making it. So I knew I was home. They started doing the Wakanda Forever move. I was like, yep.
He's like, I'm home. Right. I'm home.
All right. So I wanted to make sure I did this because I ate all these pies for you guys. I ate slices for you. Put dollops. Boop. Oh.
They not
Cool Whip.
They not
what do they say? Hold up. Let me address your people. Let me address them. What are y'all saying?
Heidi said you needed to turn the pie into a hemorrhoid pillow.
Wow.
Ronnie said store-bought. No way, Mr. Jose.
I appreciate the Mr. Veronica. I appreciate you saying the Mr. I appreciate that.
They ain't feeling it.
I just said in the event.
He's giving us life hacks. Right. He's a life coach giving us life hacks. That's what life coaches do.
I promise you, you get one from there, you're going to be like, oh, this is it. It's just like if you're a family made it.
Bye, pies.
They might have that bread you talked about. They might have that
I got caught.
Right. Or you could put it in your own container. Who would know? I would know.
I would know.
Because as soon as I taste it, I'm like, Miss Bertha made this?
Not first name basis.
Right. Oh, yeah. She was like, hey, baby. She
Gary, baby.
Yo,
Gary, come here.
Right, exactly.
Hey, baby.
Right, there you go. So I'm telling you. And I should not have gotten amped. I do. You're right. I should have had people drop off pies, but they didn't. So it's fine. It's fine. I'm going to just shout them out. All right. Can we get to the questions?
All right.
Because now I do want some pie. But now can I get to the questions? All right. So the first question, and again, let me say this. You are doing amazing work.
Thank you.
And
Thank you very much.
Okay. You could have just stayed right here. Right? But you're doing such an amazing job out here in the community, and you're doing a lot with fellow entrepreneurs, you know, because we do need a place where we can all collaborate,
yes.
We can work together.
Yes.
And so for you to be the beacon of that, to be able to bring people in and be like, hey, you know what? Let's get around and let's communicate. Let's talk. You honor and you promote a lot of people, especially when we, you know, it's tough being an entrepreneur at
yes.
times. We have
yes.
to grind. We have to work. But it's great to have people like yourself that's able out here looking out for people.
Thanks, Gary.
All right. So first question, as far as entrepreneurship, where do you think we are as far as entrepreneurship? Where are we? We're in a good space. We're in a bad space. Where do you think we are?
Well, I'll say one thing. I mean, there's stuff about us. When I say us, I'm speaking about Maryland. And we are quite a few entrepreneurs. I think we're like up in the top 10, I believe.
Absolutely.
For like the number of entrepreneurs and business, you know, businesses that are privately owned.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So with that, I think that the one thing I appreciate is that people are moving towards the entrepreneurial lifestyle.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because, I mean, you know, we were taught you go to school, you get a good education, you come out and get your good Social Security job, you get a good government job, you get a good federal job,
mm-hmm.
you get a good engineering job, all of which are fine.
Yeah.
And then you retire.
And that's it.
And that's it. And, you know, even for me, as a kid, it's always been in my spirit to do stuff. Bake mm-hmm. sales, little kitty flea market sales, selling old toys, Freezy Pops, you know, you name it. That was something that I'd always done. But I had no idea what Black Wall Street was. I knew nothing about, mm-hmm. you know, the fact that we were doing huge things and mm-hmm. that we were business owners.
Yeah.
Because the
narrative.
Go to school.
Right.
Get a good job.
Yep.
Save your 401k.
Yep.
Retire.
That's it.
That's what we've been taught. Mm-hmm. So I feel like we're definitely getting in the right position, especially when you're seeing 7 and 8 year olds who are starting businesses mm-hmm. and who are creating inventions and coming up with these concepts. I think that we're definitely moving in the right direction. So
absolutely.
I'm excited about entrepreneurship and people actually respecting that is definitely a worthwhile goal and something that you can become rich at, believe it or not. You got to work hard. Doesn't happen overnight for everybody,
right?
For most, but it's rewarding. It's worth it.
Yeah, I totally agree. I love, you know, even talking with young people and how they're looking to be entrepreneurs.
Yes.
And that's what we need. We need to be able to create that economic growth and be able to... entrepreneurship is amazing. I'm
yes.
not saying, again, like you said, we're not, you know,
it's the narrative of...
Yeah, it's not for the faint of heart. And you're not trading in one boss and just saying, oh, I don't have a boss. Like, you're your own boss. You have to work hard at it. But
yes.
it's great. I love being an entrepreneur. I love being able to have my own stuff This clothing line is my children's clothing line. It's not mine. So when I talk to them about it, I say, hey, do you like this idea? You like this design? So it's great. All right. So we talked about entrepreneurship. What do you think is the best thing about being an entrepreneur and collaborating with others?
Okay. So the best thing about being an entrepreneur is you control what happens. You get to make the decisions. You don't have to, you know, run it up this line of folks and make sure it gets approved by this department and that department. You make the decisions.
Yes.
I love that part. And as far as collaborations, I'm big on everybody winning.
Yes.
And I'm big on everybody eating well. I don't want to eat filet mignon and you eating a McDonald's hamburger. That's not winning for me.
Right.
So for me, I want us all to be at the table. Mm-hmm. Everybody's, if you're filet mignon guy, gal, do that. If you like your salmon, if you like your tofu burger, whatever it is, I just feel like everybody needs to eat well. So I love that when you collaborate, number one, you have two great minds bringing two great ideas together and you're able to just create some beautiful things from
it. And some of you guys, you may not know, this is my first actual time in real life meeting Celeste. Even though we've talked on her show, we have talked.
I feel like I know this man. I love Gary. I love Gary like I've known him forever.
And that's what we do. So the energy, like when I saw her outside, I was like, yeah, like she's here. I'm excited that you're here because that's what collaboration does. Like I never met her. I met her through other people. And now, bam, now she's on the show. And you guys are watching her right here with her flawless face. The flawless, you know.
Not flawless hair.
Flawless.
This is no representation of my hairstylist, who's amazing. And she's also an entrepreneur. Shout out to Ayeen, who's not on social media, but I'll show you this week when I come get this hair done.
So we'll have a before and after. Thanks. Thanks.
Don't judge me.
No. But it's great. All right. So, yeah, I really like that. All right. So now we of course, we're going to talk about the great things. You've talked about the great things about being an entrepreneur. I love the work that you go into being an entrepreneur.
Thank you.
We never have to ask. As far as being entrepreneurs, like you said, you know, we got to keep it real. What are some things that you feel like as seeing other entrepreneurs, whether they're young entrepreneurs, whether they're old entrepreneurs, what do you think are some things that we need to improve on?
Again, I think number one, being more educated, because I can speak to that even for myself. Mm-hmm. You know, you get excited about these plans and ideas, but there also has to be things that are in place so that you can make sure you're building yourself and setting yourself up for success.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, just with savings, figuring out, you know, how the money needs to run through your business, how your business money and your funding and all that kind of stuff is going to be set up, how you're tracking things. Because I know for me, it's funny because in a lot of areas, I've been the person that's been responsible for keeping things organized. But then when it's myself, I feel like I'm all over the place. Mm. And I think it's really important for us to make sure that we are creating the proper teams,
because mm-hmm.
that's another thing that I don't think people consider as they're building. Like, you got to have a team. And I know for me, one of the things that stunts my growth is the ability to be able to find the right people to help me form my team.
Mm-hmm.
But it's amazing because as you put yourself out there, you would be surprised at how your team /tribe will find you and they will come to you. I have a friend who is also a caterer, and she sent me a message a few days ago. Was like, hey, you need help with da-da-da-da-da, let me know. You know, if you need da-da-da, I'll help you.
Right.
And I think a lot of times people don't understand that. Just, I mean, I have friends that have companies that do photo booths that call me for work. I have friends that are caterers that will call me for work. I get catering jobs that offers to me that I'm like, hey, you want this job?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that the other thing that's important is people learning how to share that kind of stuff and not being afraid to give. Like, people are so stuck on, oh, they're going to get my stuff, or, oh, that client's going to want her to do it or him to do it instead of me because I let somebody.
Yeah.
You got to get out of that mindset. You got to get into the abundance mindset. I know people hear it all the time and think it's corny, but it's true. I promise you, you will be surprised at how stuff comes out the woodwork, stuff that you don't even imagine.
Yeah.
I would have never imagined that I would tell you that within our second year, my company was doing photo booth services for Northrop Grumman. They are a $1 billion corporation. A $1 billion corporation. And I'm like, we're doing their photo booths.
Right.
There are companies that are bigger than me. That I'm sure that some people might say their technology might be better than mine. But they're not going to provide the service.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not going to bring what I bring to the table. So I think that we need to, again, just be open to, number one, not being afraid to share in the wealth, share the knowledge. And also, number two, make sure you were very organized. Because that's, like I said, that's one of the things that keeps me from being where I should be right now.
So what are you going to do about that?
I get my plan together and tell Coach Gary so I can be held accountable.
There you go. She already. I think she knew where it was going to happen with that. As soon as she said that, I was spank like, the leg. Oh, now I'm going to have to
guilty
talk to
as
her.
Charged. Look, I, okay, I,
but
I put it out
but,
there.
But the best thing is that you know honest. That.
Yep.
And I think that being transparent and knowing yourself and knowing the things you got to work on that makes you better.
Yep.
I've not come across any person that you like, hey, what do you have to work on? They're like, nothing. I'm pretty sure it's like five people could tell you what you need to work on.
Right.
So in reference to that team, what components in the team that you say, hey, you know what? If you're a young entrepreneur, if you're in it, you're older, what are some of the components, those people that you need to definitely have as a staple in your team?
I think number one, you need to have people who are committed and who are loyal to your vision, have, if not identical, very, very similar work ethic. Because if you have people that are like, oh, yeah, girl, I'll help you. But then the day of, you know what? I forgot. I got to watch my son. Or I forgot. I got to do, you know, whatever. Just those kind of little flaky people. So I think it's definitely integrity, similar work ethics, and commitment to your vision.
Okay. All right. So having those people there. Mm-hmm. All right. Cool. I think that a lot of times we think that we need to have like a whole huge team.
You don't.
You need about four people.
Yeah.
Four or five people that are equally energetic and committed to your goals, committed to their goals. Things can happen.
Yep. And take care of the people that take care of you.
Say it one more time.
Take care of the people who take care of you.
One more time for the people who
take
just
care
lost
of the people in the cheap seats.
Here we go.
Take care of the people who take care of you. And I'm going to tell you something. Yeah. The team that I have that works with me with a lot of my photo booth gigs, they are amazing. They are amazing. I can call them and they will show up. Shout out to Carolyn, Unita, Keena, Brielle, Brittany. Shania, Carolyn. Who else? Am I forgetting somebody? Mommy, Aunt Sandra. They in the mix.
Right. So that's great. Yeah. I most certainly read it. All right, cool. So...
Oh, and Shalane. Oh, my gosh, Shalane. I'm sorry, boo. I appreciate you.
We'll edit this. So that way we just, it seems like you said it first. So that way we'll,
I'm honest.
All right. So you do a lot. Like, you know, even when I look through your bio and I know about you, I see all the work you're doing, how you much promote so many people. You are doing a lot, which is great.
You.
You know,
thank
people
you.
Say that about me and I'm like, oh, that's cool. You know, and then when people sort of highlight what you do, it's like, oh, man, I really do a lot. So with you, What motivates you? What keeps you going? What gets you up? You know, you were like 40 minutes away from here. What had you go here? I know you
54
got up early.
With traffic.
Oh, wow. She's
54 minutes with traffic.
She's a GPS. Now let's put that in your bio. Wait, she's GPS. So what keeps you motivated? What keeps you going?
Okay. So, I mean, I'm unapologetically I'm a Christian woman. I'm not a perfect woman. I am a sinful wretch, and I'm crazy without Jesus. I'm crazy with him. But for me, I know that one of my spiritual gifts is the gift of encouragement. Mm-hmm. And what I've seen is over the years, God gives me visions for stuff to do. Because I know all this stuff isn't just, I'm not that great. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'll take your great charge. I'll accept that.
Yes,
but
sir,
I know.
You're great.
I appreciate that, and I accept that.
Good.
But I also realize that a lot of the stuff that comes to me are blessings. So for me, what keeps me motivated is people saying, girl, oh, thank you. You know, people looking forward to stuff. Me being able to see how people have had an opportunity to grow or create new relationships or build new businesses. Mm-hmm. And even some relationships that have been forged as me being a conduit, as connecting people. There are people who don't realize that they're connected to people who did not want to connect with them. And I would never.
You came in.
And I'm not going to share any details, but I'm going to tell you this right now. There's plenty of folk. It's not one or two who people would not have connected with. And I'm glad that I use that ability to be able to help people to see better sides of people. Because people have bad days, they have bad weeks, they have bad years.
Sure.
But people who are committed to doing well and doing great things, I think should be given a chance. So for me, I just love seeing the manifestation of the vision. So, you know, when I hear people say, oh, yeah, Lisa called me and I got to do catering for da-da-da-da-da. Or, yeah, I went and Lisa's pops up like every 5 seconds. I mean, almost everybody in the intros and collabo squad that's active has done something with Lisa Borden.
What's up, Lisa?
But Lisa's amazing. Yes, Lisa is amazing. But like just being able to see people get those opportunities and being able to connect is amazing to me. So
And here you are making it happen. So when I first came on the page and I was like, okay, you know, I saw a couple of things. People were like, yeah, this is a great group. And then the next thing you know, you're on there. You're like, first, you're interacting with everybody. And I'm like, yeah, she's pretty cool. She's pretty dope. And that's what we do need out. A lot of times we start something. It was like, oh, it's just me. Mm-hmm. And so I like to let people know, like, hey, are you a connector? Are you the one that, hey, you know what? I know five people that can do this. You know, I like to use social media. I think that if you're an entrepreneur or just anybody, use social media to your advantage.
Absolutely.
Because, like, even today I was like, hey, you know what? Does anybody know about any book publishers? And like people just started.
I didn't see that either because I would have told you.
See that? Great.
Oh, yeah.
So, all right. So, you started Faces, 16 Faces of Influence, which is, man, I really like that. So please tell people who know about it, as well as some people who may not know about 16 Faces of Influence. Please tell them about.
Okay, so I think it was 2017. Uh-huh. First of all, I am in love with Canva. So if you're a business owner.
Hey, Canva. They got to cut the check, though, because we just said it.
They
the
do. Yeah.
Sorry, but they got.
But
they
anyway,
do
yeah, 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 yeah. They do, yeah, yeah. They do great work. So, anywho, just one day I was sitting around, and I think one of the things I'm grateful for is that I've had the fortune of just having amazing women in my life. Mm-hmm. Just basically growing up, the friends that I've been blessed with in my life, and then just the people that I get connected to. And this one day I was sitting around, and I was just thinking about just people were popping into my head. Mm. So what happened is the first group of them ended up being 16. Now, to be completely honest, it probably could have been 116 that day, to be completely and totally honest. But one of the things that is important to me is being able to honor the people who mean something to you in life. Like about in 2010, I did an event with 25 of my closest girlfriends, which sounds crazy. Like, how you have 25 close girlfriends? That sounds ridiculous, but I had 25 close girlfriends. And this is when I was getting my corporate paycheck, saving my coins, using my credit card points and all that good stuff. Hey, and I got a suite. I got a suite at the Gaylord. When it first opened, I got an executive suite. I used my little credit card points. The suite was a Groupon because I know how to ball on a budget. And I used the rest of my, like, some credit card points or whatever. Got two additional adjoining rooms. Mm-hmm. Catered all the food. My brother helped to host it. He and I drove all my stuff down to the National Harbor. Got the room set up. Used a Groupon from a floral company.
You know it. She knows the vibes now. She know it.
Brother Gary, show me. There you go. And did this event, and it was amazing because it was about honoring women. And, you know, again, it was one of those reflective moments where I was like, you know, I'm so grateful for the women. But when I did the first 16, I was like, shoot, but I wanted to include so-and-so. So initially I was doing this like every week and realized that was a ambitious undertaking.
Yeah, 16 people a week?
Yes.
Wow.
Then I was like, okay, maybe we should do two a month. So then I was like, no. A month is good because it also gives it 30 days for these people's faces to be able to be featured and people get to see and know who they are. And I did that for about a year straight. And then last year, I think I kind of fell off somewhere when I started doing business stuff. And then in October, it was like I knew it was time
to
get it popping. And when I tell you, I had at least three or four of the women from that group say to me, you just don't know. I needed this right now. And then I started showing the ones from previous and some of those women saying, I'm so glad you posted that again because I needed this right now. So it showed me like, this is my passion project. I don't make money from it. And if I do one day, great. If I don't do it for money. Right. I do it because it's a need and I see the need. And sometimes it's a need there that I don't even realize is being met until I do what I'm called to do. So
I love it. So with 16 Faces of Influence, you highlight 16 individuals that are doing the work, doing amazing work out here.
Yes, but here's the thing.
Yeah.
There isn't a specific prerequisite.
Yeah, okay.
Okay,
yeah.
So for example, there could just be somebody that I might have met a week ago that I just think is an absolutely amazing individual.
Right.
And it's like, you know what? She's amazing and I'm going to feature her.
Nice.
I've had that. Now, there's specific things, like if it's people that I feel have put on my spirit, because a lot of times, some of these people I don't even know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
And like, as a matter of fact, the last group from November, There were quite a few of those women I didn't know. Because I let people, what I started doing is letting people.
Oh, the nominations.
I started letting people nominate. Yeah, right. Because I felt like, you know, yeah, I know a lot of great women. Mm-hmm. And that's wonderful. But I know there are other people that know a lot of great women, but they don't have the wherewithal to do something like this. Right. And I've already created it. Right. So why don't I share it and allow other people to be able to? So that's how I do. So sometimes I'll have my little women that I've already picked out. But once my little ones I've picked out are picked out, I literally go through the list and most of them are just, it'll be like her, and her.
So people would nominate. I guess how would they nominate? Like,
so basically what happens is I usually will put up a post and say, taking nominations.
Okay.
Now, October the number of nominations for October were so overwhelming. October ended up taking care of November. October was for November and December.
Okay.
So I will probably end up opening the nominations back up again, like probably somewhere around mid to late December for the next January group of nominees.
So you have continued to start doing this a month.
Yep.
Yeah. Wow. So 16 people a month.
16 people every month.
And influencing that, you know, being this face of influence out here. Mm-hmm. Just being amazing.
Yep. And here's the thing. You don't have to have the cure for cancer. You don't have to be a millionairist. You don't have to be. You might be the chick that goes to Social Security every day, but you also take care of homeless people on the side.
Yeah.
Your thing is, I collect the Burger King coupons, and anytime I see somebody homeless, I go and run and grab them a meal because I want to make sure they have something to eat. That's it. Think about if everybody did that.
I
You see what I'm saying?
I want you to say it again because I want somebody to do that. That was absolutely amazing.
Even though that was a plug, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, no, we'll let it ride with that.
Okay. Yeah, like doing something basic. And the reason I said this is because that's one of my things I love doing.
What?
Keeping the Burger King coupon because I'm not going to eat two meals. So a lot of times I get the little two-meal deal. You're going to see somebody somewhere that's hungry. Yep.
You know what? One of my friends, Josh, shout out to Josh. He said that.
All right, Josh.
When I asked about life hacks, and he said if you want to give to charity, go to buy one, get one.
Yeah.
Then keep one and then give the other one.
My homeboy got hooked up the other day. I made the mistake. Because I tried, my core spirit is I'm a giver. So I like to give to people. I like to encourage people. I like to be kind. I like to be nice. Don't get me wrong. She can turn up and go ham. That's not who I want to be.
Right.
This is who I want to be. Happy, giving, that's excited,
right,
encouraging.
Right.
So this man was outside and I had some chips. So I gave him the chips and I made the mistake of saying, have a good day. I felt like such a dummy. I was like, you are like, and I knew that it was.
Have a good day?
He was outside in the freaking cold, homeless.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
But, like, no, but
I get it. I get it that the heart was in the right place. Yeah. But after I said it, I was like, I wanted to kick myself. I was like, did you just say have a good day? He's outside in the cold. Mm-hmm. And I was like, my Burger King coupons. I said, how long are you going to be on this corner? He said, I'll be here for a while. I said, I'll be right back. I'm going to get you something to eat.
And that's all it takes.
And it was good. Even though I accidentally said have a good night, but at least he was going to have food that time. Well, I did get that together.
You
but I was
like, I did it again.
But just the heart of wanting to give to people. So like I said, simple things like getting somebody, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
That's that man, I knew that night he had two burgers, he had his two drinks.
Yeah.
Choice of light and dark. I got him a Sprite and a Coke and his fries. So, you know, just being able to do something that simple and see, you were like, oh, that's cool. Say that again for the people. Because people don't think about that kind of stuff. And there are people out there to do that. And I appreciate them. Yeah.
We think about that huge stuff like, hey, you got to be able to end homelessness tonight.
Right.
No, but you can make it comfortable for this one person right now.
There you go.
So, I'm with you on that. And you're definitely very passionate about any of the things that you're doing. So 16 Faces of Influence, highlighting amazing people doing amazing things.
Amazing everyday people doing amazing things.
I really like that. So, oh man, we're almost coming to a close. We still got time. Guess what? So, what advice would you give somebody as far, because you have different facets of you. So, what advice would you give a new upcoming entrepreneur? Somebody just starting today. Like, they're just watching the show today. They're just starting today. What would you say to them?
Number one, find yourself an excellent mentor. Find somebody that will commit to helping you and that is willing to help you. That's super important.
Got it.
Definitely look at who and what you need as you build your team. Make sure, again, that the work ethic, the commitment, and integrity. And don't be afraid to ask questions. Shoot your shot. Even if you got a weak free throw, the coach makes you stand at the line and you keep shooting until you swishing it. Right. Or at least you hitting it in the middle and it's going in the basket every time. Take the shot. Like, don't be afraid to take the shot. Reach out to people. And one of the things my coach taught me, I will never forget, thank you, Monica and Nance, don't get married to perfection. Get it done. Don't be worried about marrying perfection. Make it happen. You can tweak it as you go along. You can get it right.
I like to tell people that perfection is a myth. You can't be perfect, but you can be excellent.
Yep.
You can most certainly do that. So you can't be perfect, but you can most certainly be excellent. All right. So we crossed out being an entrepreneur. What about being a connector? Somebody that is looking to help people connect. What advice would you give that person?
Well, for connectors, I think one of the biggest things is making sure you know who's around you. Because that's one of the things I learned. Like, I didn't realize who was around me. Mm-hmm. And Intros and Collabos was great.
Yeah.
Because that made people talk about who they were. And the whole premise behind that is that a lot of people don't like networking. Because networking started turning into meetups for people to know each other. And then they didn't branch outside of the people they already knew. So I said Intros and Collabos takes away your excuse. You ain't got to get dressed. Your hair can be all over your head. I'm the one that's that gets put out there on the scene looking crazy some Tuesday nights. You have no excuse not to be to connect with entrepreneurs who want to do the same thing. So I would say for future connectors that every time you meet people, making sure you're staying connected to them, get numbers, get emails, make sure you're keeping them in the loop of stuff that you have going on. And for me, that's just one of those things. Like, I create this little mini Rolodex in my head. So for me, I'm often just... I'll start saying, wait a minute, Gary does hosting, he does DJing, he's a coach.
Right.
So for me, that's just something that I'm good at. But just not being afraid to make those connections, make those introductions, make sure you're introducing yourself to people so they know who you are.
Yeah.
And, you know, just rolling with it. Take the shot.
I love it. All right. So promo time. So you have a lot going on.
So please
tell us about, hey, what's going on with you? I still got some more questions, but I want to make sure we get out how people can connect with you.
Okay.
How people can learn about you. How can they grow? Get that intro. Get that collabo.
So the biggest thing, intros and collabos. It's intros and collabos on all social media, and that's INTROSNCOLLABOS on all social medias. You can definitely get me there. I'm on Instagram at Events by Celeste. The Faces of Influence is also Instagram, and it's the same on Facebook. But I think I'm like Events Celeste on Facebook. But
Events
if you
Celeste.
Get on Intros and Collabos, we will connect. I will find you. That is definitely the spot that I can definitely get connected to you. And then next Tuesday,
same day.
Next Tuesday, we're going to be at Expectation in Ellicott City. And we're going to be doing our Intros and Collabos live. So if you come through, you'll be able to come on live. You'll jump on the screen, tell people who you are, what you do, where we can find you. There'll be a few vendors that'll be there set up and talking about their businesses. But you can bring your products, wares, or whatever you have and be a part of the event. The only difference is we had 4 register slots for vendors, so you won't get an actual table. But if you're an author, if you have a book, whatever you have, bring it on in. We got the big space at Expectation. We'll be there from 6 to 9. We do ask that you register just so we have an idea of the numbers.
Right.
And I'm doing a giveaway. So
and
if you don't register, you're not going to be able to be part of the giveaway.
Is it a car?
Huh?
Is it a car? You heard it first. It might be a car. You might get hooked up with a car or an Expectation meal. Either one. It can be one or the other. So
it's a secret surprise. You want it. You want this.
Are there any books that you're currently reading? Thank you for the promo. So please make sure you connect. Before I even go into that, all that, please make sure you connect.
Please.
She is great at being glue. We need more people like Celeste that's able to connect with people, because we need those type of people. We need people that connect. We need people that, you know, like she talked about, it's going to be some people that don't want to connect with people. And you're like,
and
look, you should, they're great. It has happened to me. People are like, you should connect with this person. I'm like, I don't know this person. They sort of rubbed me the wrong way. They're like, no. And next, you know, we're connected and we're the bestest of friends. Well, not really, but I'm cool with that.
But it was a great connection.
Yep.
You don't have to be best friends.
Right.
You don't, that getting connected does not mean you have to be best friends. And quiet as it's kept, and I'm going to try to not be messy, but my Northrop connection came from a a not so scrupulous person, which I found out about them after the fact.
That's okay.
But they connected me to somebody that was amazing.
And that's what you had to do.
Like Gary said, sometimes you might get around people that you're not crazy about, but don't necessarily be so quick to cut it off because you could be missing a hidden blessing in something that looks like a piece of trash. One man's trash is another man's treasure.
That is true. That is true. So December 10th at Expectations.
Yes, what time
was that again?
It's going to be time. 6 to 9.
Yep.
Expectation, Ellicott City. And it's right off of 29. So it's not, you're not going deep anywhere. So if you're coming off of 95, it's pretty easy to get to.
Yeah. And I'll make sure I post the link. I'll make sure I post the link with all the details as well as Celeste's information. You want me to put your home number on there or no? No, I'm just joking.
Sure you can.
All right.
She doesn't have one. No, I'm just kidding.
So that is great. Definitely. And make sure you register. And where can they register again?
They can register at INC Lounge Live 1210.eventbrite.com.
And intros and collabos is every Wednesday.
Tuesday. Night. Yeah.
Wait, this Tuesday? Like
yeah,
after
like,
the show?
Like I'll see you guys in potentially an hour and potentially 2 hours.
I'm going to be on there.
I actually love, I do this shit.
Wait, I thought it was on Wednesdays. Why do I think it was on Wednesdays?
It's on because Tuesday. It was probably a Wednesday night.
It was probably
a Wednesday that I skipped.
So INC. Yes. All we got. All right.
Yes.
Great. This is a great show. Thank you.
This is a great show.
I know that I was definitely excited for you to show up to the show because I already knew you had all the energy, all the vibes. I appreciate it. So it's time to go, guys. Make sure you connect with Celeste. That's our time for the evening. Thank you again so much.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
For being on the show.
Appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you. And I look forward to seeing all the new people that are going to be intros and collabos.
Yeah.
Making sure that we're coming in, we're introducing yourself, because we're looking for those collaborations.
Yes, we are.
All right. You can check out, guess what? You can check out the C Plan Do Show each and every Tuesday here at 7 p.m. right here. On Power 4.4 Radio. Tune in next week for another dope show. Wow, it's almost the end of the year. All right. Follow me. Hey, guess what? You can follow the C Plan Do Show on all social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, even on Twitter. I talk about what I think about in 140 characters. All right. Plenty of awesome, amazing content. Hey, you have a question for the show? You have an idea for the show? You want to be on the show? Guess what? I'm here, baby. All right. You also want to promote on the show. I promote a lot of books. I promote a lot of stuff here on the show. So make sure you can contact me at cplandushow@gmail.com. And last, but certainly not least, thank you. Thank you. Thank you over there. Thank you. You are the best person in the show. Guess what? You're the best person in the show.
Yeah, you are.
All right. Until we see each other again, until we talk again, until we share those moments and collabo again. Always remember, guys, to see, plan, and do. Enjoy your Tuesdays. All right, have a good night.
Lovely. See y'all later.